hat den Substand in der Mitte.
Was?
I'd like to ask you a few questions. First of all, how come that the rabbi...
That the Jewish people swore to God throughout the world that Judaism is being represented by a movement, an ideology called Zionism, and by a rogue state called the State of Israel. And the actions that emanate from this state, the State of Israel, is the will and the representation of the Jewish people from out throughout the world. So we who are obligated by God to sanctify His name, to represent Judaism throughout the world, are here, a representation of these Jews, are here today to clarify and educate to the world the truth that Judaism and Zionism are diametric opposites. Zionism is antithetical to Judaism. The state of Israel is not only one and the same with the Jewish people, but on the contrary, it is the greatest contradiction, the greatest desecration of Judaism, of God's name. We are here to remove the stain from the Jewish people and to let the world know that we, as Jews, have been living for thousands of years together with our Muslim and Arab cousins in peace and harmony. We were always taught to be thankful for the Muslims and the Arabs for providing for the Jewish people a safe haven and a home in order to be able to coexist, in order to be able to live our lives and serve God according to the Jewish laws. And till approximately 100 years ago, there was never a conflict amongst these two people, the Muslim and the Arab people and the Jewish people. On the contrary, there were no human rights advocates, there were no human rights groups, there was no United Nations, and still in all, the Jews were not massacred. We were living in peace and harmony. Why? Because there is not a religious conflict. Zionism came around 100 years ago, and a movement, a new ideology created by non-religious Jews via the Herzl and his cohorts, who abhorred and detested God and religion, and they wanted to transform Judaism from this religion into a nationality, from a godliness, a spirituality rooted in the hearts and souls of the Jews, and to totally uproot this holiness, this godliness, this spirituality, and transform the Jewish people into a base materialistic nationalism. And of course they needed for that a state, and they picked the land of Palestine because they knew they could use the Torah and wave the Bible and claim that it is godly given to them. So they have usurped the name of the Jewish people and usurped the land that belonged to the Arab people, to the Arab people who are living there today, who have the ownership today. And they usurped the name of Judaism. They tried to rip out the souls of Jews, all in order to accomplish their goal of transforming this Judaism into a nationality and creating a new type of Jew. They would have preferred an empty land, a barren land, an uninhabited land, to reach their goal. And they would have preferred Uganda, which they wanted to go originally. But they realized that they will not have the backing of the Jewish people, who constantly yearn for the revelation of God, which is our ultimate hope and prayer, when all humanity together, we will go up and serve God. So the Zionists came and created a state and stole the Star of David as their symbol, and they perpetrated this great crime against the Palestinian people, subjugating them, oppressing them, ousting them from their land. And the religious Jews, they also murdered, oppressed continually from the over 100 years since they started going up to Jerusalem and to Palestine. And they started controlling the media. And whenever they were questioned, how come the really religious Jews are in opposition to you? They ridiculed these people and said, oh, they're just fanatics, they're old-fashioned, they don't really exist. Just as they claimed Palestine was a land for a people, a land without a people, for a people without a land. But, thank God, the Jewish people, hundreds of thousands of Jews throughout the world, have remained true to God and never bowed to the idol of Zionism. And they remained in Jerusalem. Many people left because they didn't want to be under the Zionist regime. But many stayed and fought from within and gave their lives. And that is what they're doing till today, fighting. And you can look at our site, www.nkcanada.ca. or www.nkusa.org or www.nkuk.org. We have, thank God, wherever there is large communities of religious Jews, you will find anti-Zionists. The really religious will never accept Zionism. And we fight them tooth and nail by demonstrating, by speaking up against this aberration, against this blasphemy, this rebellion against God, which is the state of Israel. And that is what we continually do. And our fellows, our brothers' heads are bashed. They're smashed and they're beaten and jailed. And that is why we are here today, to profess, to express our sorrow, our sympathy for what has been done to the Palestinian people. Our hearts are rent and we are humiliated by what is being done in the name of Judaism to the Palestinian people. All through the years we felt with them, and we know, and we want the world to know, it's not Judaism, it's not the Jewish people, it's not the Jewish religion. As I say, come to the large Jewish neighborhoods, you will find hundreds of thousands of people who share this view. Now, unfortunately, the Zionists have decided that they would want to eradicate totally, God forbid, the Jewish religious inhabitants, because we're growing in leaps and bounds in Jerusalem and in Palestine, and we're standing in their way. So they have cracked down on the Jewish people. They have beaten mercilessly and brutally many, many Jews who stand up and demonstrate against them. Mind you, who demonstrate peacefully. We are a peaceful people. And right now we have 5 rabbis who are in prison, who are being held without bail, and who are being tortured in the Israeli prisons because, for one reason, they stand up and demonstrate against the state of Israel, and they stood up and they against the Zionists who ripped off signs that said one should dress modestly in religious areas in Jerusalem. In the holy city of Jerusalem, they decided to make their international abomination, pro-perversion parade. And the Jews who stood up and begged, this is our holy of holies. They beat them mercilessly. 30,000 soldiers came and beat them and put them in prison. Rabbi Turchin is being held under secret charges. We demand, we beg of people to stand up and help us to clear Jerusalem of this impurity. Rabbi Turchin is being indicted because he hung signs, because he has a print press that hangs signs and lets the world know the truth of what Zionism is. That is his sole and only sin, the high crime of Rabbi Turchin. But they are only examples of what is being done daily to the religious Jewish communities throughout Palestine. And when you come to other Zionist neighborhoods, they intimidate and attack anybody who wants to speak up against them. That is why many, many, literally hundreds and hundreds of thousands of Jews are fearful to speak up, even though they also share the view against Zionism, but they are fearful to speak up because of the intimidation of these animals, of the Zionist movement that has no compassion. And as the history attests to what they've done to the Palestinian and to the Jewish religious inhabitants. So we are here today to sanctify God's name, to take away this terrible stain that Zionism has brought on the Jewish people and the Jewish religion. To let the world know that we will never give up our religion. We will never bow to the idol of Zionism with God's help. We will always stand as Orthodox religious Jews in opposition to this blasphemy, to this heresy of the State of Israel. And we will, with God's help, as we pray every day, pray for the speedy and peaceful dismantlement of the state, and for the day when, which was every Jew's hope and yearning, when God Himself, without any human intervention, will end exile of the Jewish people, which means not we will go up in arms and take over the land of Palestine. No, it means that God will reveal His glory throughout the world and all humanity. Together, in harmony, all the nations will come together and we will all go up and serve God in harmony and peace. And that is the Jewish yearning held for thousands of years. Only that is what we wait for. And until that day, which we pray should come soon, we have to be loyal citizens in every country. Loyal citizens no matter where we live on any part of the earth. And in Palestine, we have to be loyal citizens to the Palestinian people, whatever type of government they want. And that is what we pray for, the speedy and peaceful dismantlement of the state. We beg all of you to pray for that. We ask people to send us writing, to email us, to send us tape recordings of all the people who can attest and will tell the truth of how Jews and Muslims live together. And time is short. I am going to give over to Rabbi, one of our senior, esteemed, distinguished rabbis, who lived in Jerusalem many years ago and left because he didn't want to be, as tens and tens of thousands of other Jews left because they didn't want to be under a Zionist regime, and a prolific writer against Zionism and on Jewish other issues, Rabbi Moshe Dov Beck Shlita, will speak a few words in Yiddish, and it will be translated into English. Bear with him. Give us time and you'll open your minds and listen and hear the true words of God. And then we will have the speech translated in French. We will have somebody who will interpret and give the speech a speech in French. And it's worthwhile, even though everybody is busy, it's worthwhile of your time to hear these world shaking facts, the facts what people have no idea because of the Zionist intimidation of the media, as everybody knows. So here's your opportunity to hear the truth, and you'll be able to from here study and go further and help and to sanctify God as we are trying to do. Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Nein, nein, der Wind macht es. Wenn es so wird, wie will ich das? Wie will
ich
das? Wie will ich das? Wie will ich das? Wie will ich das? Wie will ich das? Wie will
ich das? Wie will ich das? Wie will ich das? Wie will ich das? Wie will ich das?
Okay.
Fine. Auf mich. Herr
Mit Hashem Hizburach Hilf kimen mir alos in de Gas en nicht in de Stut die Schreien in Ausriefen a gegen Zionism a gegen Gedank im Zionism Bechlulies Wir können schreien gegen die zionistische Medina und rief sich mit dem Namen Yisroel. In der Gelegenheit kimme mir schreien, was mit Achzuries in Reziche tanigen sei, erdliche Jiden, mit den Nien Kuschen, mit Tod Klepp, man setzt dann in Pfisse Fagur nicht. Wem setzt man an? Jeden, was will sich halten in der Teure, was sich in der Heim, was sich in seinem eigenen Stiefel. Da hängen auf Schilken, Tuvlen, wo sie beten, aber man soll nicht mit Tamme sein, seine eigene Wohnung, seine eigene Gegend, reinkommen dort und frieten sich. Es war, sie beten, es war, sie hängen auf Tuvlen, gedei, man soll nicht mit Tamme sein, seine eigene Wohnung, das war, kommen die Zionisten in der Gärme der Teute klärt. Mit Zibrecht Beiner, mit Panik, mit der Stahl in Tiefe. Wenn er mir gekommen jetzt, schreien, ausriefen, ich schreie ein gewaltiges Schrei von der Welt.
We have come out into the streets of the city to cry out and demonstrate against Zionism and its state known as Israel, a state which inflicts with cruelty and murderousness, harsh suffering, death blows, and undeserved imprisonment on men who wish to strengthen the observance of the Holy Torah within their own camp, and who request by means of placards that the holiness of their surroundings should not be defiled by women and people who dress immodestly. This state of affairs is currently taking place in Jerusalem and Israel and in the Jewish religious township of Beis Shemesh.
Zionism finally existiert. Die zionistische Medina seit sie existieren ist ein Inglick, ein ständiger Inglick, wenn sie existieren, bis in handigen Tug. Zionism hat sich aufgestellt, mehr wie 100 Jahre zurück. Sie haben sich gegründet, ein Land, in ein Land, wo es geherrlicht sei. Sie haben sich herumgesetzt auf jenem Kopf, auf dem Kopf in der Demos der Anwohner, zu den Palästinern, dann interdrückt der Anwohner in jenem Ort Jeden in Palästina und haben gelebt zusammen, ruhig, still, mit Brüderschaft, tausende Jahre seitdem. Dann gekommen die Zionisten, dann zugegasselt sein Land, seine Hase, dann haben sie gemacht wie Stäub, getroffen auf sie wie gut nicht, wie klar du bist keiner, nicht du. Haben sie genommen eine Bevölkerung, nicht jeden, in jeden, in gezwungen sei, in sich herumgesetzt sei, Kopf, in ungezinsener Sinne, was vor dem hat es nicht existiert, in der Sinne brennt bis in Hand, in Tug.
Ja.
Der Amle, Zionism, ist auch viele bloß Dus, wo sie haben sich umgestellt, Fingules, sie gehen raus, Fingules, wo es jeden Turm das nicht dient, auf die Mine, auf die Teure, Turm jeden nicht herausgehen, Fingules. Die Zionisten haben gegasselt und geratschend, und das ist unser Alpiteure. Fünf Dämmels bis zum einzigen Tug ist ein Arbeit haben die Zionisten, die Leichen in der Mine und in Teure. ein Armet haben die Zionisten ausrasen, Mine mit Teure, für welcher jedes Falt ran in seine Hände. Sie haben ausgeschmerzt, ganze Länder von Jiden, gebringt bei seinem Land mit Reziche, mit Risches, mit Asses, was nicht gehört geworden von Fried, in seinen angelegten Schmaderan, in der Wege nehmen von der Mine mit Teure. Das alles wird getan in der Nummer Jisruel und durch die Nummer von jedem ämnesigen jüdischen Volk am Seite des Ziegegabels und hinter dem Nummer fielen sie aus der ganze Schmerz in der ganze Reziche.
Zionism and its stakes has been a tragedy from its inception right up to the present day. It has been in existence now for more than a century in a land which does not belong to them. They have oppressed the inhabitants of the land, both Jewish and Palestinian, who had been living together peacefully for thousands of years prior to the theft of their land and homes. The Zionists have treated the indigenous population as if they were dirt underfoot and as if they did not exist, thereby inciting a terrible hatred which burns right up to the present day. The very rising up from a state of exile, plus the theft and murder, is forbidden to the Jewish people as a basic part of their religious belief in Torah. From its inception up till today, the aim of the Zionists and Zionism has been to deny the Jewish belief and Torah and to uproot it from the Jewish masses who fall into their hands by means of murder, wickedness, and an audacity the likes of which is unheard of. All this in the name of Israel, a name which they have stolen unsearched.
Die Zionisten, seine Existenz, ist gebot, die zu treten, die zu brechen, alles, was ringsherum sei. Alle Juden, alle sämtliche Juden, die existieren, ist ein Gang, die zu brechen jenen, sie zu treten, alle scheinen, und sie zu treten, die alle, wo sie seinen Interesse haben. Das haben sie getan, alle Juden, gepanikt, wer sie gekommen in seine Hand, speziell ehrliche Juden, gegen sie haben sie herausgewiesen, seine ganze Sinne. Den einzigen Tag letztens, die letzten Geschehnissen, was passiert jetzt, ist Achsuries, Asis. Jeden hängen auf bei sich, Tublen, mit Beit, nicht mehr wie mit Beit. Aber sonst nicht kommen, du Priester dich. Rassen sie herum die Zettler, rassen sie herum die Tublen, da treffen sich aus Gesetzen. Aber das sind nicht gesetzlich, sodomische Gesetze. Jeden tun nicht bei sich in seiner eigenen Städtlich. Tun sie nicht aufhängen als Tubel, was mir beit, aber da kommen sie nicht, dich, sag Hakel. Mir beit, aber da achten gehen auf den Snees. Du bei uns, zwischen sich, bei den ehrlichen Jiden, kommen die Zionisten und sie geben Teutkleid, mit zerbrechen Beine. Menschen liegen in Spitäler, mit zerbrochenen Beine. Man setzt da Jiden im Sinn. Mit Achsuries, verwut, bloß von dem einen Chet, wo die Steine sie riefen aus, und sie beten auf das Kedische für seine eigene Städte, für seinen eigenen Platz.
The Israelis survived by the crushing and affliction of all around them. Most recently, they have taken to removing with a fearsome harshness and insolence any announcements, placards which are situated in the streets occupied by the Orthodox groups, which request observance of modesty in dress. They harass with cruelty those who stand and publicly request modesty in their own neighborhoods. Their actions are accompanied by deadly blows, bone breakages, and unwarranted imprisonments.
Von einigen sagt, der zionistische Gedanke existiert. Muss am falschen gewesen sein, viele aufheben, den jüdischen Volk in Gules sich organisieren. Viele jene Zeit von Unaibun haben geschrieben, alle Gedäule Jesruel, von einem Eck bis zum anderen. Aber der Gedanke ist unser, ist viele. Sind unsere alte Teure. Sie bringen bloß Zures. Sie bringen bloß schwieriges Dummen. Für Nicht-Jiden und für Jiden. In seinem Gesuch der Voraus. Also Arbeit für den Gedanken und für den Zionisten ist dann eine Sache. Ausrasen und Minne in Teure für Jiden. Luz hat gesucht. Das haben gesagt, alle, einer von seinen Gewinnen, Chaim, Briske Ruf, und so gesucht. Die Zionisten führen den Ruf jeden Rassen aus der Mine nicht der Fahrt, was er will in ein Land. Na verkehrt, da darf man ein Land, gedeiht er sollen kennen mit dem Keuch von dem Land, ausrassen der Mine von Jiden. Das passiert einzigen Tag. Mit dem Keuch für seine Regierung, mit dem Keuch für seine Polizei, rasen sie aus, ermine in Teure für jeden, was geht tun, im Menschen für die ganze zähnliche Jahr, wo sie existieren.
Since the earliest origins of the Zionist philosophy, to raise Israel from its exile, all the rabbinical authorities, and one of the most famous ones was the famous Rabbi Chaim of Brisk. They pronounced vehemently that this idea is absolutely forbidden according to the Jewish belief in Torah, and that this philosophy will only result in suffering and bloodshed to Jews and non-Jews alike. Its aim being the entire uprooting of the Jewish faith and Torah. And these words are unfortunately being fulfilled in front of our eyes continuously as the years pass. And unfortunately, even here in the USA and in Canada, where there are Jewish villages, they are allowed to put up placards requesting the public to adhere to their faith and be dressed only modestly. And vow to this, that the so-called Israeli state disallows it, removes it.
Die Ämnesse Jiden und haben nicht kein Scheiches zum Zionismus und haben nicht kein Scheiches für die Zionisten ziehen, schreien Gewalt in der Welt für jeden gleich denkenden Mensch. Wir sind einmal die in der Zar in der Welt, soll die Welt hören. Wir sind sich nicht tatet mit dem Zahn und mit den Zures von unseren Brüdern, wo sie weinen dort im internationalistischen Regime, wo sie gefunden sich hinter dem Pressure, hinter den Panikungen, Slied, seit Hiefen Jüdischkeit. Denn wir mit Jesus vor der Welt für Schreien Gewalt, in der Schreien gegen die Zionisten, Rotchem, Ach, Surim, wo sie sind, soll wissen die ganze Welt, an der ganze zionistische Gedanke gehört nicht zu Jiden, Bechlau, gehört nicht zum jüdischen Volk. Der Emes der jüdische Volk hat Bechlau nicht kein Scheiches zum Zionismus.
Authentic Jews who have no attachment to Zionism and its deeds, we cry out to the world at large. We wish to make known our soul to one and all. Let everyone listen in the world. We participate in the suffering of our brothers who live then in Zionist states, who find themselves under oppression and anguish for the only sake of observing their Judaism. We shout out at the Zionists, murderers, oppressors! The world should know that the whole Zionist idea is something apart from the Jewish people, and that true Jews have no connection with it whatsoever.
Wir beten dem Eibersten, wir hoffen, Hüter zu werden für die mäuerdige Zure, aus der zionistischen Medina, für die mäuerdige Zure, für Zionism. Und soll der Kure für solche sein, zu gillig geworden, Hashem, wie meine, wie meine, um mein.
Tens of thousands of Jewish people in the world raise their eyes in longing. When will we be free? When will we be free of this tragedy of Zionism and its state? We hope and pray to the Holy One, blessed be He, for the peaceful dissolution of this Zionist state, and nothing of it or of its ideas should remain. We hope and pray for the revelation of the glory of God speedily in our days. Oh my.
Now we are curtailing the speech of Rabbi Becky. We'll continue immediately with God's help after one of our friends, cousins from the Arab world, who's here beckoning from Syria actually originally, is going to come and give a speech that was prepared, our speech, which one of the rabbis will hold in English, but he will give the translation in French. He will now give the translation in French for the people here of Montreal. Unfortunately, I don't know French. With God's help, someday I should be able to speak to you in your language. But in the meantime, we have somebody here who will translate us, a friend of ours, will translate into French the speech.
Nous avons pris la rue aujourd'hui pour manifester contre le sionisme et l'État qui se nomme Israël. Nous sommes ici pour véhiculer notre opposition et notre plus haute condamnation de ce qui est fait au nom du judaïsme et du peuple juif au peuple palestinien arabe. Nous sommes ici pour prendre la parole et pour sauver notre confrérie juive des mains des sionistes qui tentent d'éradiquer leur âme juive. Nous sommes ici pour plaider auprès de la communauté religieuse juive et de la Terre Sainte que les sionistes tentent de détruire entièrement. Oui, le modus operandi des sionistes depuis le début a été l'oppression physique des religieux juifs en raison de leur entêtement catégorique, de leur refus d'accepter le sionisme et de leur refus d'abandonner le Tout-Puissant et son Torah. L'objectif du sionisme est de transformer le judaïsme d'une religion, d'une spiritualité, d'une piété, en un matérialisme, en une nationalité, par essence même, en une empiété. Le sionisme nie les croyances de base du judaïsme en tentant de mettre fin à l'exil juif prématurément par intervention humaine. Il préconise que les juifs devraient trahir les nations dans lesquelles ils vivent. De plus, les sionistes ont afin d'établir cette souveraineté illégitime sur la terre sainte qui leur appartenait pas, persécuter la population indigène, les Palestiniens arabes, les Juifs, qui auparavant y vivaient en paix pendant des centaines d'années. Ils ont volé la terre et les foyers des Arabes et les ont traités comme s'ils n'existaient pas. Ces actions ont contribué à créer une haine qui brûle jusqu'à ce jour. Tout ceci a été commis au nom d'Israël, comme si ceci était une prolongation de l'identité ancienne du peuple juif. Enfin, ils ont avec arrogance saisi le nom d'Israël. En vérité, ceci n'a rien à voir avec leur action abominable. Ces dernières semaines, un autre chaînon s'est ajouté à la triste chaîne de tragédies encourue par cet État, depuis que sa dominance sur la Terre Sainte est entrée en jeu. Cet État, illégitimement établi, a encore une fois eu recours à la cruauté afin de contrôler, contrôler ceux qui sont tombés sous son régime. Ce ne sont pas seulement les Arabes, les non-juifs qui ont été attaqués, mais les juifs religieux sont une fois de plus devenus leur proie. Ils ont torturé à coups meurtriers et soumis à des emprisonnements sans fondement plusieurs juifs qui ne cherchaient qu'à pouvoir observer la Sainte Torah dans leur propre camp. À Jérusalem, un édit a été émis de l'occupant de la Terre Sainte. Il ne sera plus permis ni d'imprimer, ni d'afficher des messages et ni de disséminer du matériel écrit sans le consentement de l'occupant. Une seule imprimante a eu permission de continuer à opérer. Rabbi Turchin a été inculpé en témoignage fermé et secret pour avoir commis le simple crime de désobéir à cette loi internationalement illégale. La raison de cette loi est flagrante. C'est une façon de limiter et même d'éradiquer la voie des vertueux. À Beit Shemesh, dans un village profondément religieux et anti-sioniste, un panneau était affiché demandant aux femmes de se vêtir modestement lorsqu'elles visitaient le village. Cette affiche n'était qu'un plaidoyer afin de maintenir le camp respectueux de Dieu, exempt de parures immodestes. La police sioniste est venue, a arraché le panneau et avec une grande cruauté, battu et emprisonné ceux qui ont tenté de freiner ces actions. Depuis le début jusqu'à ce jour, l'objectif du sionisme est de nier le judaïsme et de déchirer cette ancienne au massif juif. On n'aurait jamais vu de telles actions meurtrières et de telles cruautés. Le sionisme est une idéologie qui est ancrée dans la rébellion contre le Tout-Puissant et son décret sur l'exil des Juifs et de la Terre Sainte. La grande majorité de ces rabbins et leaders religieux ont depuis le début opposé et dénoncé cette idéologie dans les termes forts et sévères. Il est interdit aux juifs, selon la croyance juive, d'avoir un état et les sages saints ont prévu une énorme souffrance et un carnage inégalé sera causé par cette existence. Ils ont dit que le déracinement de leur croyance et du Torah en sera le résultat. Leurs mots ont été tragiquement et entièrement réalisés durant ces dernières années. Fidèles juifs qui n'ont aucune relation aux sionistes et aux actions des sionistes, proclamez à tous les hommes moraux à travers le monde que le judaïsme et le sionisme sont antithétiques. Nous voulons déclarer notre peine au monde entier. Que le monde entier nous entende. Que les nations puissent intervenir pour sauver ceux qui souffrent aux mains du sionisme. Que nous puissions mériter de nos jours le rapide et paisible démantèlement de l'État israélien. Ultimement, nous puissions et nous mériter d'être témoins de la révélation de la gloire du Tout-Puissant lorsque l'humanité entière vivra en fraternité et en harmonie. Chantons les éloges du Tout-Puissant.
Amen. Thank you very much.
Very
great.
Thank you.
Great.
Thank you.
Another few words we will have from a rabbi in. He's got. Again, will be translated. Although we didn't finish yet, but again, because of our lack of. The linguistic skills in speaking French, unfortunately. So first we would like to thank the police that I have the opportunity of an interpreter in French. Could you please come again?
Donc le groupe ici voudrait remercier la police de Montréal pour la protection, contrairement à l'état terroriste israélien qui les protège pas et qui les laisse se faire battre par la police. Donc ils voudraient remercier la police de Montréal ici présente.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. And now Rabbi Beck will continue in his revealing words, the holy words, the words that are going out of the pain of Jerusalem.
of what is happening to the Jews presently in Beit Shemesh and Jerusalem and so forth. Rabbi Beck, can you please continue?
Mit dem Eibersten's Hilf will mir Mamscher sein in der Ausrief mir darfen verstehen in Ausriefen den Numen Jid oder den Numen Yisruel kann nur geriefen werden auf einem muss er helfen in der Mine Hashem in Teure Hashem wo du sie der Mine in Teure bei Jiden bei jüdischen Volk muss er liefen sich Yisruel aber einer muss er geht zu nehmen raus hat verloren sein Recht wenn sie liefen sich mit dem Numen Yisruel er ist von dem raus in der Fahrt der Zionisten mit der Leichenen in Eibersten mit der Leichenen in der Teure mit den Euro auf der Teure und mit der Rassen aus der Teure haben nicht kein Recht sie nun riefen sich dem Numen Yisruel sei sehnen das nicht der jüdische Volk der emesse jüdische Volk sitzt in Gules schon 2000 Jahre in der Wart. Auf was warten wir? Auf Gili Kvoi Dashem. Wo du sie zugesucht in der Teure. In den Neviai Emes und Zedek. Wo es damals, wenn der Eibischter wird uns mit keinem sein, wird mir gehen werden, muss mir beten, wie ihr durch ich und Kolamansim wie ich tach will von euch und kol abrien, wie ein Jusse Kilo nagidu euch aus Lasse ist rezoin chum belei auf Schulein, wie kam lechila mesoil malchitzechu. Auf den warten wir. Die Emes der jüdische Volk gleiben in dem mit der Emes. Das hat Zecher unaschim zufig bekien werden, der Eibischter wird uns mit keinem sein. Wir hoffen, sei stark, aber das ist ein Mund. In das ist der Emesse Geile von Jeden, was Jeden warten auf den. Das, die Geile, wird tun, wird machen, bloß Hashem Isburech allein. Keiner kenn ich, und keiner wird nicht. Sie helfen zu dem, nicht mit Kamansen, nicht mit Kandibieren, na viele kann Machschubes tun, wegen dem nicht trachten, weil du sie Machschubes kfire, sie trachten allein sich herausnehmen von Gules. In Bisdemult sind wir mit Kiew, sie sitzen in Gules, jeder wie er wohnt, in sein Getrei, ruhig, in dem Ort, dort wie er wohnt, mithalten mit der Hachnur. Auf die Teure türme sich nicht aufheim von Gules, mit Tunisch eröffnen von sich dem Alt von Gules, und mit Tunisch sich nicht stellen gegen zwei welche Volk immer. In der Eibischter hat uns beschworen auf den drei Schwiees, aber mit Tunisch das nicht stimmt.
Only those who uphold the Jewish faith and Torah have the right to the names Jew or Israel. But those who have excluded themselves from this have lost the right to these names. Therefore the Zionists are not Israel. The authentic people of Israel have remained in exile for thousands of years, and we await the revelation of the glory that is assured by the Torah and Torah prophets. At that time will be fulfilled the prophecy, Every object will fear you, Hashem God, and every creature will prostrate itself before you, and all will become one community to carry out your will with entire heart, and all will accept upon themselves the yoke of your kingdom. Every true Jew sincerely believes that this will surely come about without any doubt, and hopefully very soon. And this, and only this, will be the true redemption of the Jewish people. This will take place only by the hand of the Holy One, blessed be He. And until such time, we are duty bound to remain in exile and to be loyal to the places in which we live. All the countries, whether it's the Arab country in Israel, whether it's the Arab countries around Israel, or Canada, or the USA, all the countries all over.
Nicht so ist Zionism, was am ausgerissen die Emine, zum sich aufgestellt in Palestine auf dem Platz, wo es sich heilig gerissen wäre, Israel, aber dort ist gewesen eine Palästiner Bevölkerung, da haben sie von dort weggestoßen mit Achsuries, mit Geseile, mit Reziche. In dort, auf seinem Kopf, in auf seinem Platz, haben sie gemacht, seine Medina. Denn seitens haben sei das übergebieten auf eine andere Sorte Ingen, auf eine natürliche, erdische Sache, wo das kein Schimm scheich ist nicht, den Ingen von Gilik, wo in Hashem, wo es Jeden warten auf den, Maminen warten auf den, wo das hat der Eibische Ziegesucht in der Teure, der Eibische hat Ziegesucht den Ingen von Gilik, wo in Hashem, haben sei das übergebieten auf eine natürliche, tierjesige Sache, haben sie mit dem Gleichen in der Emes der Emine. Das ist eins. Die zweite Sache ist, was am Eimer gewesen mit dem auf den drei Schwiers, wo der Eibestuhl hat ins Geschwollen, am Betursachen Stoffheim mit den Gules, Betursachen stellen gegen die Völker, haben sie sich ja aufgestellt mit den Gules, in sich ja gestellt gegen die Völker, in sich stellen sich bis in den einzigen Tug, auch gegen die Völker, speziell gegen die Palästinenser, und haben sie von dort herausgestoßen. Das ist die zweite Sache. Die dritte Sache, wenn sie sich Stammkofferen, Stammmorden baschen, wo sie leichen in den Eibersten, sie leichen in der Teure, und das ist ein Gesetz. Sie leichen in den ganzen Ingen von Malchus Schumayim. Da sind noch viele kein Menschen nicht. So wie sie gewähnt, der letzte Geschehen ist dort, wo die Schweilen, die Nivsen haben gemacht, dort in seiner Parade, in seinem bestätigte Gesetzlich, mit seiner Chikasidom, wo das ist gut nicht, das intern nur, das ist gut nicht, das geht nicht von Baschäfen nicht, wo sie gehen auf zwei Fies, a viele nicht, wo sie gehen auf vier Fies. In der Rasen aus Emine mit Teure von hunderte, tausende jüdische Kinder mit Gewalt, mit Fopperei, mit Skurem, mit Tachbiles, mit Gabe, mit Litzunes, mit Aves, mit Risches, mit Reziche, was man nicht gehört geworden, die Glachen zu denen. Die Werte, die sich jetzt gesucht sind, nicht kein Gesmues, wer es zu gesehen, kann alles suchen, aber was hab ich jetzt gesucht, ist klurer Emes, nicht kein Gesmut. Die vierte Sache ist, die Geseile, die Reziche, was haben gemacht, von den Völkern, die sind in das vertrieben, mit Achsuries, das ist gegen Teure. Die Teure Auserstuhls. In der Fahrt haben die Zionisten in der zionistischen Medina nicht kein Scheiches mit Jiden, in der Numen Yisruel, wo sie riefen sich, um sie gegabelt, das ist falsch. Zähnliche hinderte tausende Jiden in der Welt, wo sie gleiben in Eibersten, wo sie gleiben in der Teure, teilen sich Hupf in dem ganzen Indien, in Zionismus, sind eine Gegendei. Die Zionisten haben nicht kein Recht, sie reden im Numen von Jiden, sei denen nicht der Manhigen von Jiden. Sei denen nicht mehr, wie ein Bande Gaslunen, wo sie ziehen interdrücken, wer sie fällt hinter seine Hemd mit Reziche und mit Rische.
According to the Torah, it is forbidden to make an uprising and to throw off the yoke of exile. It is also forbidden to confront and resist any nation. And we are forbidden under oath to the Holy One, blessed be He, on this matter. The Zionist uprising in which the Zionists rose up in the Palestine, they expelled the Palestinians with cruel theft and murder, and established a state which they called Israel. They have transgressed God's faith and Torah in four ways. Number one, they denied the true redemption and replaced it with a different man-made redemption which has no connection with the redemption which the Jewish people believe and the weight and which is foretold in the Torah. Number two, they rebelled against the exile and resisted the nations, particularly the Palestinians, whom they ousted from the country, and by doing so they are transgressing the oath to God. Number three, they have generally denied and thrown off completely God's faith and Torah and every aspect of subservience to the heavenly kingdom. Unfortunately, to our disgust, they have cast off normal humanitarian behavior. They don't behave like normal human beings, and not even like animals. They have dragged huge numbers of people away from their religion by false lies and plots, all with arrogance and mockery, with a pride, wickedness, and murderousness, the likes of which are unheard of. Number four, they carried out theft and murder, and they are still carrying it out against the Palestinian people when they drive them from the land, when they drove them originally, and when they are now driving them and harassing them from the land. And they do this with cruelty and killing. And therefore, the Zionists and the state have no connection with the Jewish people. The name Israel has been usurped by them and falsified. Tens of thousands of Jews in the world who believe in God's Torah distance themselves from everything connected with Zionism and oppose it. The Zionists do not represent the Jewish people and have no right to speak in their name. They are nothing, only a band of robbers who oppress all who come under their power with murder and wickedness.
The einzige Platz in the world Hansigen Tug, wo dort reudet man das, wo dort reudet man Religie, das ist Israel. Der einzige Platz in der Welt, Hans, wo Said, kenn ich, sein kann Schäumer teure, wie will allein, ist der einzige Platz in der Welt, Hansigen Tug, Israel. Es existiert sich in der ganzen Welt, als er sinnet sie das, als er eine Unterdrückung, aber man soll nicht kennen, sagen kann Jid, bei sich in Stieb, bei sich in Gegend, soll man nicht kennen, beten für Jüdigkeit, existiert sich in der ganzen Welt, bloß in die, hinter ihre Schuhe, wo der umfand Jüdigkeit, so ein Zäuner Hashem, so umfand Jüdigkeit. Der Achzuriyas, der zionistische Achzuriyas, hört nicht auf. Jede Stückel Saat hört man auf frische Achzuriyas. Amul auf dem, amul auf jenen, amul auf Palästinern, amul auf Jiden.
The only place in the world nowadays where religion is oppressed is in Israel.
the only place in the world nowadays where it is impossible to observe the Torah as one would wish is in Israel. And indeed, the Zionist cruelty does not let up. Sometimes in one way and sometimes in another way. Sometimes, and a lot of times, it's against the Palestinians or other nations. And a lot of times it's against our brothers, the Jews.
Zionism hat sich gehalten, größt, alle Juden saß, sind in Gebäuden, als sei willen helfen dem jüdischen Volk. Wo ist der Fakt? Der Fakt, was alle können sehen, Jeden in der ganzen Welt sitzen mit Menichen schon 60 Jahre. Es ist nur auf der Welt ein Platz, und das ist nur Trouble die ganze Zeit. Der einzige Platz, wo das Herz sich der Trouble nicht auf, das Herz sich der Zure nicht auf, Israel. Alle tugan nahe Zure. Alle tugan nahe Redife Sadat. Die Schuhen, sie können nicht ansitzen. Eure Rassen nicht aus der Teure, können sie nicht ansitzen. Wir schreien zum Reboinischen Leulen. Ad Musa, ihre Schuhe im Jahr Leusi. Wie lange noch wollen die ihre Schuhe sahen in der Haie, in Lachen. Ad Musa, Ischu, Baschwi, Wessifartuch, und Bejad Zor. Wie lange noch wird sahen, Kedisches Yisruel, ehrliche Jiden, in Gefängnis, mit ihren Schuhen, mit den Zäuren, mit den Zäuren, Hashem.
Zionism has originally falsely claimed to be a salvation for the Jews. However, Jews live in peace in the whole world, except for Israel. The only place in the world where trouble and suffering does not cease is in Israel. And every day there's a new form of suffering. Every day in a different town. And every day there's a new form of religious suppression. The wicked ones, they spread themselves out like the sea, and peace eludes us. We have no peace. We now cry out to the Holy One, blessed be to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How long will the wicked ones rejoice? How long will your power be in captivity and your glory be in the hands of the enemy, the people in Israel, the Israeli government?
Zähnliche Tausende Jiden in der Welt kicken auf. Man soll guter werden für die zionistische Zure, für die zionistische Medine. Wir hoffen, wir beten dem Eibersten, die Medina soll werden Mutter, Kaffre, der Arre. In mir beten auch noch hat viele. Er soll sein unaidischen Schuhen. Und er soll Putter werden für den ganzen zionistischen Gedanken mit his Kommemes in Gules. Und wir kicken aus und wir hoffen auf Gili Kvoi der Shem, wie meine, wie meine, umai.
Umai. Tens of thousands of Jewish people in the world raise their eyes to God in longing. When will we be free of this tragedy of Zionism and its state? We hope and pray to the Holy One, blessed be, for the peaceful dissolution of the Zionist state, and that nothing of it or its of ideas should remain. We hope for the revelation of the glory of God speedily in our days. Amen.
Thank you very much. We're now going to have a speech from a guest from the United States, Rabbi Sroh Panchas Feldman Shlita, and he will give the message that you can have a copy written that we are distributing and that was previously read in French, so you can have a copy of the one in French and in English, and of course you can always go to our site www.nkcanada.ca or www.nkusa.org, and so any the Natura Carta sites, or if you're in Europe, www.nkuk.org. And with God's help, you can read and study the views of the religious Jewry throughout the world. The views that, as I say, are shared by hundreds and hundreds of thousands, the true view of the Torah, that people are fearful to speak up because of the intimidation of the Zionists,
And so now, Rabbi Feldman, if you could please come up and speak a few words.
We have taken to the streets today in order to protest against Zionism and the state which calls itself Israel. We are here to voice our position and strongest condemnation of what is being done in the name of Judaism and the Jewish people to the Palestinian Arab people. We are here to speak up and save our Jewish brethren from the hands of the Zionists who are attempting to eradicate their Jewish souls. We are here to plead for the religious Jewish communities in the Holy Land, which the Zionists want to destroy entirely. Yes, the Zionist modus operandi from day one has been the physical oppression of the religious Jews because of their stubborn refusal to accept Zionism and the refusal to give up the Almighty and His Torah. And specifically today, we cry out at the recent indictment of Rabbi Turchin in Jerusalem and the arrest of the five rabbis of Beit Shemesh who are being held without bail. People around the world constantly ask in bewilderment, but isn't Israel a Jewish state? Isn't Zionism and Judaism one and the same? The true, unambiguous answer is no. Judaism and Zionism are diametric opposites. Zionism is antithetical to Judaism. Zionism's goal is to transform Judaism from a religion, a spirituality, a godliness, into a materialism, a nationality, a godlessness in its essence. Zionism denies the basic tenets of Judaism by attempting to end the Jewish exile prematurely by human intervention. It advocates that Jews should betray the nations the nations under whom they live. In addition, Zionists have, in order to establish this illegitimate sovereignty over the Holy Land, which did not belong to them, have persecuted the indigenous citizens, Palestinian Arabs and Jews, who have previously lived in peace together for thousands of years. They stole the land and homes of the Arabs and treated them as if they didn't exist. This created a hatred that burns till this very day. This was all done under the name of Israel, as if it was a continuation of the ancient identity of the Jewish people. In fact, they have arrogantly seized the name of Israel. It has nothing in truth to do with their vile deeds. These last weeks, one more link has been added to the chain of sorrowful tragedies incurred by the state since its dominance over the Holy Land has come into play. This illegitimately established state has once again resorted to cruelty in order to control those who have then fallen under its rule. Not just Arabs, the non-Jews, but the most religious of Jews are once more their prey. They have tortured with murderous blows and subjected the baseless to baseless imprisonment. Many Jews who desire nothing more than to observe the Holy Torah within their own camp. In Jerusalem, an edict was issued from the occupiers of the Holy Land. No more will be allowed the printing and hanging of posters and dissemination of written material without the okay of the occupiers. Only one printing press was given permission to print. Rabbi Turchin was indicted in closed and secret testimony for the simple crime of disobeying this internationally illegal law. The reason for this law is glaringly obvious. It is the attempt to stifle and eradicate the voice of the righteous. in Beit Shemesh, a deeply religious, anti-Zionist town, a sign hung asking that women dress modestly when visiting their neighborhood. The sign was a plea that their God-fearing camp should not be polluted with immodest dress. The Zionist police came and tore down this sign, and with great cruelty beat and imprisoned those who tried to stand up in the way of this action. From the time of its inception till the present, Zionism's goal is to deny Judaism and to tear the ancient faith away from the masses of Jews using murder and cruelty, the likes of which this has never been heard. Zionism is an ideology that is rooted in the rebellion against the Almighty and his decree of exile of the Jews from the Holy Land. The vast majority of the rabbis and religious leaders universally, since the time of its inception, have opposed and denounced this ideology in the strongest and harshest of terms. It is forbidden for Jews, according to the Jewish faith, to have a state. And the holy sages have predicted that much suffering and bloodshed would be caused by its existence. They stated that the uprooting of faith in Torah would be its result. Their words have been, tragically, completely fulfilled over the years. Faithful Jews who have no relation to Zionism and to their deeds proclaim to all moral men around the world that Judaism and Zionism are anti-ethical. We wish to tell of our pain to the world. Let the world hear of it. May the nations intervene to save those suffering under Zionism. May we merit a speedy and peaceful dismantling of the State of Israel in our days. Ultimately, may we merit to see the revelation of the Almighty's glory when all mankind will, in brotherhood and harmony, sing the Almighty's praise in jubilation and joy. Amen.
Thank you very much.
Again, we want to stress and remind everybody why religious Jews are here, not because what the Zionists want to simply ridicule and in some manner illegitimize the religious leaders, the rabbis, of their right to speak up. They would try in a manner to take away and to make baseless the truth that we are here coming out to speak. Their mode, their ploy, their system, their modus operandi is a simple one. They ridicule, they constantly insult and try to convince people that the really religious rabbis, the true leaders of the Jewish people, which is very logical. Who would be the leaders of a religious people? They're scholars. They're holy men. And of course that is what by the Jewish people is there. The holy men, the scholars, the most educated and God-fearing are the leaders of the Jewish community. And the Zionists, the ones who do not have any respect for God or His Torah, who desecrate every Sabbath, who desecrate every law in the Torah, the Ten Commandments, eat non-kosher, and do everything, every rule of the Torah gets broken by them. They have the chutzpah, the audacity to ridicule and try to insult the holy rabbis who who are following the tradition and the laws of Judaism, who are giving their lives for Judaism, as has been done throughout the centuries. And they think that they will be successful in convincing the world that these Jewish people who speak up for Judaism and for Torah, and who try to present the true picture of Judaism to the world, that these Jewish people are not the representatives of Judaism, and that these Jews are the haters of Jewish people. We are convinced, because of God's promise to us, that the Torah will not be forgotten from the Jewish people, and that the Jewish people were commanded to emulate God. Just as God is compassionate, you must be compassionate. The rabbis who emulate God, the laymen, the religious God-fearing people who emulate God, and who have nothing to do with the Zionist state, the state of Israel, we are convinced that the world will eventually recognize that this is the true voice of Judaism. Their eyes will open to the truth, and they will realize they were being conned by the PR, the powerful PR, the public relations, and the media manipulation, and the control of the political leaders through AIPAC and so on, that they're being fooled by these Zionists and the state of Israel. And the true voice is the voice of the Jews who are true to God and the Torah, who never stray from the Torah. The hundreds and hundreds of thousands in Jerusalem, Beit Shemesh, Bnei Brak, and throughout Palestine, and throughout the world, whether it is in New York and Williamsburg or any other concentrated religious area, and many other religious areas, except that in other religious areas people are fearful to speak up because they have a large concentration of Zionists, and they intimidate and threaten and beat and emotionally, physically squelch the voice of the opposition. These Zionists, though, are the antithesis of Judaism, the nemesis of what Judaism is. They are the opposite of what a Jew should be, and they don't represent Judaism or the Jewish people in any manner, in any way. The Jewish people around the world, who we do represent because we're simply stating the view of the Torah, once again cry out and speak up and say, our brethren in Jerusalem and in Beit Shemesh and throughout Palestine, we feel your suffering. We know every day of what you are going through in trying to uphold the Torah under these anti-Semites, the true anti-Semites, the Zionists and the Zionist government, who are trying through ploys and through intimidation and threats and oppression to stop you from upholding the Torah. We want you to know we are with you. We know that you are being held in prisons and not being given proper kosher food. You are being held in the sun, manacled for hours, and you are put in closets with the vermin are running around. You are being stamped on, literally stamped on. We were supposed to have a speaker who was going to come from Jerusalem, who just was freed from prison, and he personally viewed how they stood. They lay a prisoners down, these religious Jews on the floor, and they jumped up and down on them. One of our rabbis there was 3 days in a coma, in a near coma. He didn't know what was going on, and they refused to let any doctors come and take care of him. And this is just one of so many cases, but time does not permit for us to go in what is going on there. They indict people without letting them know the charges. Every move and every action of what Zionism is doing is simply to reach its goal of eradicating religion from the Jewish people. Everybody understands that the head of a religion shouldn't be an atheist. and everybody understands it would be ridiculous to take a gifted, eloquent speaker just because he's brilliant or eloquent to be the head of a religion. So it is so simple to understand that Zionism cannot in any manner represent the holy religion, Judaism, the bonds between Jews and God. When Theodor Herzl, may his name be obliterated, wrote in his diaries that he wants the Jews to convert to Christianity, and he proudly announced that he is not circumcising his son, which is the sign between Jews and God, he was just letting the world know the heart, his heart, where his heart was. He wasn't trying to incite. He was simply stating his views and his feelings and what he wanted the Jewish people to become. He wanted to uproot religion and godliness from the Jewish people. That was his only goal. All other issues to have a state were only channels to able him to be able to accomplish this transformation, this eradication of religion and godliness from the Jewish people. The beating of the Jews is not just plain wickedness. It's because he wants to eradicate and to put in the hearts of Jews and the children fear and reason that they should go away from the teachings of their fathers and of their elders. That is the reason for the beatings. And the reason for them beating the Palestinian people is simply one other step of what a person becomes when he leaves God and the godliness, which God is the epitome of compassion. Once you leave this godliness and you have no moral ethics to follow and you have a goal, then you will do anything to reach that goal, and that is what Zionism is doing. They are trying to do anything in their power to take away this obstacle in the way of developing their state, their so-called Jewish state, and the Palestinians are just, as far as they're concerned, just a simple technical obstacle in the path of what they want to reach. And the religious Jews are just another obstacle in their path. The history of Zionism is mind-boggling. We have the documentation of the Zionists that by World War II, and I have the writings with me here, in World War II, the Zionists, when at the beginning they knew already of what was happening to the Jews, that they're going to be slaughtered, and they were being slaughtered, they made meetings in the Zionists. And the statement was, for instance, Chaim Weizmann, who was one of the fathers of Zionism, and I'll quote him, which he proudly stated a few times, and this is a quote from a Zionist paper, the Jewish Press, Friday, October 18th, 02, and it's quoted from his books. Quote, Palestine cannot absorb the Jews of Europe. This was in 1938, at the beginning of the slaughter of the Jews. Palestine cannot absorb the Jews of Europe. We want only the best of Jewish youth to come to us. We want only the educated to enter Palestine for the purpose of increasing its culture. The other Jews will have to stay where they are and face whatever fate awaits them. These millions of Jews are dust on the wheels of history and may have to be blown away. We don't want them pouring into Palestine. We don't want Tel Aviv to become another low-grade ghetto, end quote. They may be dust, they are on the wheels of history. We don't want them. Let them be slaughtered. Is it unbelievable? Who can believe these statements? But these are statements, are they there to be seen, quoted from their writings of Chaim Weizmann, of the first president of Israel, the ones that are supposedly the protectors and the lovers of the Jewish people, and the ones who scorn us religious Jews and call us self-hating Jews, because we have compassion for Jews and for our Palestinian cousins. Those are the ones who want to protect us from the Arabs, the supposed enemies of the Jews.
But if you would look behind the curtain, what will you find? That these are the true haters of Jews, the ones who saw and with their own hands thwarted the efforts of saving the Jews. And there's much, much more than this. We have the writings how in England they thwarted the efforts of saving Jews. In 1943, England was ready to have the Jews taken into their colonies in India. And the Parliament made a motion with 270 odd members to take the Jews in. And we have the quotings from the one who was set by the chief rabbi of London, of England, the one who was supposed to take care of the rescue efforts, and it was written in the London Guardian in November 27, 1950. This was quoted many times. And this is what he had to say. He said that I was there when the Parliament insisted they want to take the Jews into India. And what happened? The Zionists said, no, you must include Palestine because we have to fill up the land. And if you won't include Palestine, forget about your plans. And what did the English government do? They said, if you Jews can't help yourselves and you're fighting amongst yourselves, Palestine is out of the question. Then we step back. So they were there. Not only were they thwart the efforts of saving the Jews, they had a hand in destroying the Jews. There's more than that. Eichmann, may his name be obliterated, and it was quoted in Life magazine, said that he worked with the Zionists. It was quoted in Life magazine. There's tapes of this. He said he worked with the Zionists. He promised to save a few thousand Zionists if they'll fool the Jews and let them think they'll be slaughtered, not let them know they'll be slaughtered. And that is what they did. The Zionists made sure that the Jewish community did not know they're being led to slaughter in order that the few thousand Zionists should be saved. The hair stands up. Who could hear such words? And there's more and more, but time does not allow. And then the Zionists have the audacity of accusing us Jews who try to build bridges with the Arabs, and we go to speak with the President, Ahmadinejad of Iran, and we speak at the Holocaust Conference to explain to the Arab people that we do not have any yearning or any temptation to take over the Palestinian houses, and just because our grandparents died in Auschwitz and millions of Jews died in the Holocaust, that doesn't mean that they should, God forbid, be used to rebel against God. And then there's the nerve of these Zionists to accuse us of denying the Holocaust when they had a hand in the Holocaust. And the only ones who were rewarded from the Holocaust, who reaped any reward from the Holocaust, because they got reparation money. And they got money in the 50s, millions of dollars to build up the state from the Germany, which is a fact, from the Holocaust survivor money. They're the ones who were reaped from it. They're the ones who said, Rak Badam Tiyaladu Ha'aretz, only with the spilling of Jewish blood will we have a land. They said, we have to let Jews be murdered, because the more Jews that die at the end of World War II, when they divide the land, they will give more to the Jewish people because of sympathy. They're the ones who grow from the blood of Jewish people. That is their heritage, that is their Bible, and that is what they grow on constantly. And now they've gone and they're physically beating Jews mercilessly. Nothing in the Jews, this just now. This is an ongoing thing to the Jewish people. But now it is getting exacerbated because they decided once and for all they must crack down on this threat, because the Jews who are religious and who are awakening many Jews because of different media outlets, like the internet and other reasons, many Jews are returning to the folds of Judaism, and the Jewish population who are religious are growing inwardly anyway from the population growth, thank God. And because of the growth of these Jewish people, the Zionists realized the threat is great to them, and they decided once and for all they will crack down on these Jews. And they will make a few examples. And they've taken Jews and they're holding them in prisons and beating them mercilessly, so other Jews should know, do not attempt to stand up against us.
And that is what they're doing to the Palestinian people, as everybody knows. And time does not permit for us to go into the length of what's being done constantly to the Palestinian people in the name of Judaism, in the name of religion, because the Zionists, with their chutzpah, with their nerve and audacity, are using our symbols, the Star of David. They're using our symbols and our name to commit atrocities, to put a stain on the Jewish people, to desecrate God's name. And they wave the Bible to legitimize it. Let the world know they have no right to speak in our name. Zionism is an abomination. Zionism is a blasphemy and a rebellion, a heresy and a mutiny against God. Let the world know this. They have no right to speak in the name of Jews. Let the world awaken to this terrible crime, to this terrible evil state that is called the State of Israel. And let us work to peacefully and speedily dismantle this state, this rogue state, this flawed political state called the State of Israel, that has nothing to do with God. Do not be fearful to speak up. You are not anti-Semitic if you speak up against the State of Israel. You are standing up for godliness, what people call human rights, what we call godliness. When you speak up against the State of Israel and all its actions, speak up, awaken. Let us join and pray to God that once and for all, soon, in our days, it should end. God is ultimately the one who has the power. Let us pray to Him for the speedy, and we stress, peaceful dismantlement of the state, the return of the indigenous Palestinian population over the whole land. They should have rule, self-rule over the whole land, so we can once again live amongst them as we have for hundreds of years. Not amongst the Palestinians were we beaten. Not amongst the Palestinians were we forbidden to practice our laws of the Torah, the laws of modesty, the laws of Sabbath. We didn't have to have special people on the streets to stop cars in the religious Jewish neighborhoods when the Palestinians were in control, when there was a Turkish mandate, when the British were in control. When did we start having these problems? Since Zionism came up to the land of Palestine. How ironic. These Jews are the ones who have caused all the desecration of God. They're the ones who are complaining against other nations, and they're the ones who are causing the desecration and the unfortunate forgetfulness amongst the Jewish youth of what Torah means. They are the ones who are misconstruing the Torah and teaching a new Torah, God forbid, to the Jewish children. And they're the ones who is the greatest factory of exacerbating anti-Semitism throughout the world. Yes, there's such a concept of anti-Semitism. But thank God, amongst the world, most people today we find are compassionate and accept people of the Jewish religion. And of course, in the Muslim countries who believe in one God, they have always had a tradition, and the history attests to the fact that they not only allowed the Jews to practice their religion, they supported the Jews in their practice of the religion. And now these people are being accused, the Muslim communities, of being anti-Semitic. Why? Because they cannot accept the Zionist regime. And what? And then when the Zionists cause a hate, a mistrust between the Arabs and the Jews and the Muslims and the Jews, instead of facing the truth, it's because of Zionism and the state, they say it's anti-Semitism. Let us awaken to the truth. It is not anti-Semitism. We do not have a religious conflict. It is a purely political issue. Zionism, this new movement of Zionism, relatively new, of only around 100 years, they are the ones who have driven a rift between Jews and Arabs, Jews and Muslims. They are the sole cause, the root cause of all the suffering and bloodshed for close to 100 years in Palestine. Let the world know this. And therefore, once you know the truth, you can search for a solution. A doctor must know the sickness in order to prescribe medication. If the world will awaken to the truth that Zionism is the problem, then with God's help, we can decide how we must confront this terrible crime and this flawed political movement. Again, let us pray to God. Let us ask our ancestors, whether it is our elders, whether it is from the Arab Muslim community or the Jewish community, to speak into tape recorders, to write it down, and give us information about how we live together in all the Arab countries in harmony and in Palestine harmony. We have rabbis who can testify to that. Here you have Rabbi Beck, who lived in Jerusalem, and his family lived for generations in Jerusalem together as next door neighbors with Arabs. There is many, many Jews alive today who bear testimony to our cohabitants, and that we were able to coexist in harmony. And many Arab people will tell you the same. And many Muslim people who are not Arabs will tell you the same. It is a fact. Ask your elders. We beg them, write it down, send it to us. Let us educate the world. And let us work for the speedy, peaceful dismantlement of the state. Let us pray for the revelation of God's glory, which means that all humanity together will go up and serve God. That it should happen soon in our days. That this Tisha B'Av, this coming week, which is a commemoration of the destruction of the temple, twice the temple that was destroyed in this sad day, the ninth day of the Jewish month of Av. Let us all pray with concentrated prayers to God, and ask him that this year it should be the true revelation of God, that he should build the temple where all humanity together will go up in peace. We won't have to convince anybody that it is the will of God to serve him. No, only all humanity together will go up, recognize this. There will be a metaphysical change in the world. And as it says across from the United Nations on the Isaiah wall, they will beat the swords into plowshares, and the wolf will rest together with the sheep. One nation will not pick up a sword against another nation. Let the prophecies come true soon in our days. We pray to God about this, and we ask all of people here in Quebec and in Canada, listen to our message, study it. Don't buy what the media just tells you, the propaganda that is being disseminated by Zionists. Look for the truth. And let us work together for this result, the return of the Palestinian people over the whole land. And let there should be peace. You will see that the state of Israel is only a mirage, a terrible bad dream. And that once it is dismantled, you will find that there is no problems with Jews living together with Muslims throughout the world. And let us pray for this ultimate redemption from God soon in our days. Amen. Thank you. Now we're just going to have a verse of the Tehillim, a psalm being read, and afterwards we will say the Kaddish. We will call out that we accept God's kingdom over us and over the whole world. One verse of Tehillim, of King David's psalms, and then that we will call out this verse saying that we accept God was the ruler, is the ruler, will always be the ruler of the world. Then we will say a Kaddish, which we bear testimony that God is ruler over the whole world, and it's the prayer that God should bring peace throughout the world and the end of this bitter exile, where all humanity, as I say again, will serve God in peace and harmony.